Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi everybody, welcome to Lads to Dads. This week we've got Tom Panic from Mouldy Fun, who will be talking over his incredible cake tins and different cake moulds that you can use to... Well, Tom, tell us about it yourself.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. So basically the idea is to... You can make a giant size version of your favourite British biscuit with a simple recipe. What we basically provide is the is kind of a range of six giant pink biscuit moulds. So there's four British and then there's two kind of, I'd say, international ones. So you've got the four classics. So you've got custard cream, bourbon, party ring, Jammy Dodger, and then the two international ones, Oreo and Kit Kat. So I hope there's a decent enough range there. But basically, the idea is just to make the experience of making these a fun experience, stress-free, because obviously the problem with these sort of designs is they're quite intricate, especially if you look at something like an Oreo. It's a real fiddle to do. And even the people that are professional bakers that are, you know, top of their game, you know, they would never get 100% perfect, whereas this is obviously designed with all of the detail of an Oreo or a Kit Kat. So when you bake it, you basically put a spray in and put the cake mixture in there and bake it, and it basically demolds, and you've got all that lovely detail, and you can obviously make your own recipe or your own kind of decorating afterwards. But it just basically gives everyone a really easy starting point, and we sell to a lot of bakers who absolutely love it. So the main thing that kind of keeps me going in terms of motivation on a day-to-day basis is just the feedback I get from customers. So yeah, I mean, I've had lots and lots of customers who over the last kind of 4 years or so that I've been selling them that absolutely love them. So it's been a hard journey, obviously, trying to get the message out there, because it's everyone I speak to, they absolutely love it, but people that have never heard of it don't get it. So you say, John, biscuit cake, and then hold on a second, like, is that a biscuit or is it a cake? You know, what is it?
Yeah,
is it a made biscuit?
they're brilliant. They are absolutely brilliant. I mean, somebody is going to take them on Great British Bake Off and just win outright, because like you say, so intricate, and so they just look like giant versions of the biscuit, don't they? And
yeah.
Even for birthday parties, for, you know, any party, really, you brought one of them to the table and people are going to be in awe, really, aren't they?
Hopefully it brings a smile to the face. I mean, the idea is basically a bit of fun. The idea I see as well is that, you know, if you've got kids, as a myself as a dad with two daughters, and I'm sure if you've got kids or any of your listeners got kids, then it's a great way of kind of including them in the baking without kind of the stress. Because obviously, you know, if you're trying to make that without, you know, freehand, you know, it wouldn't be a fun experience. You'd probably be pulling your hair out. Not that I've got much hair left anyway, but the idea is it just makes it a lot easier. And like you say, I mean kids, obviously, they've got a favorite biscuit usually, so, you know, they absolutely love that. Also, you know, for partners and you know, Mother's Day, you know, Christmas, I mean, any excuse basically to eat a giant biscuit. And the idea is obviously you can basically have one biscuit with your tea, but it's a giant version of one. So
yeah, and I think that's what's so good about them, because it does span the age ranges, because they're the classics, aren't they? You know, your custard creams and whatnot, but also your Oreos for the younger kids as well. I know anybody's grandma or whoever is going to be loving it to see a giant custard cream. I mean, where did the idea for the molds come from? Where was that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So years back, I was doing a kind of a charity, just not a serious but fun baking competition at work. And I saw one, I mean, it was absolutely amazing range. I mean, the people there just, they were top of their game. But there was someone there that made a giant Kit Kat, and I just found myself going back to that one a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the temptation. And it's just kind of the idea came from there. I was thinking, well, you know, maybe, you know, if there's an easier way to make those, because obviously they're really hard to make from scratch. And that kind of, you know, snowballed, and I kind of looked at these different options. And I mean, I've got a sweet tooth anyway, so for me, it's a great opportunity to kind of do something that's fun and you know, bring a smile to people's faces. And basically, just on the, you know, business side, obviously, it's a case of designing the product, etc. But I mean, had to do quite a bit of work to make sure, obviously, the product was right, and it has to be, you know, food safe and BPA free, so it doesn't have any chemicals or anything like that, which it all is. It's absolutely fine. And as I say, the thing that keeps me going is, like, you can have, like, because it's quite a struggle when you kind of say to people, you know, this is biscuits, and no one really knows about it. And, you know, the people that do know about it, they kind of, as I say, that once they've tried it, they're absolute converts. But sometimes it's the whole concept of doing it. It's a bit unusual, but fun anyway.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, you know, talking about the business journey, I was looking on, it's Moldy Fun, your website, is that right?
That's it. Yeah. Moldyfun.com. It's spelled the American way, MoldyFun.com, just to confuse everyone.
Yeah, I mean, there is just a breadth of molds there, isn't there? It's not just your cakes. It's everything, isn't it? Candles and everything else. Is that right? Absolutely.
That's spot on. I mean, basically, I've done several collaborations with people in different areas. So you mentioned candles, hand soap making, even concrete, because you can use some of the molds for concrete, as well as baking and chocolates, which are kind of the two big classic ones, as well as the other ones, which are things like breads, bread molds, if you want to do that sort of thing. So, I mean, that's just basically what we do as our speciality. But obviously this product, which is the giant biscuits, is kind of a lead one for us. It's a massive product. We've got another range, that's bizarrely, it's for making resins actually, which is completely right. off topic, but it's the same kind of same idea. But those are actually giant pink letters, so you can use them for baking as well as kind of other uses. But we seem to have a lot of customers. We do some business in the US, so we've got a lot of customers in the US that really like to use them for making handmade resins, which are these kind of like, I'm trying to explain it really simply, but it's like basically like a clear liquid that sets, and you can put, you know, flowers or sweets or anything in them, and it sets that way. So
I've seen somebody do it with a Big Mac. Yeah, I saw somebody put a Big Mac in resin, and it looked really cool.
I've not got that sort of creative mind, but yeah, I mean, that's the sort of thing that people do. So it's really massively popular. But I mean, the big giant biscuits is great fun. I mean, you could debate whether or not Kit Kat is a biscuit. Probably isn't, but. I love Kit Kat so much, I couldn't help adding it to the range.
To be honest, I mean, there's a lot of debate with a lot of things, isn't there? You wouldn't believe the extent I can go regarding the Jaffa cakes and why they're a cake and the tax implications of them being a biscuit. It's just
exactly.
But the reason I mention all the other molds as well is the fact that obviously there's a lot of dads who listen to our podcast and, you know, go on our blog and everything else. And I think the breadth of it is actually, I mean, you could be hailed as the savior of lockdown because there's so many different things to do. I was trying to make bath bombs with my daughter and put like molds together with bath bombs because I didn't realize how simple it was to make a bath bomb.
Sure.
Yep. She loves them. Right. And then, like you say, you've got your candles, you've got all your other things. And as a father of a little girl, to me, that's just brilliant to have all this different, just keeping them occupied, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's great to do the creative one. I mean, the easiest one I'd say, which I do with the kids, is basically just get a large bar of Cadbury's chocolate or any other chocolate, if you whatever your kid's favourite is. You basically can put it in your microwave, just normal heat for, I normally do it in 30 seconds and every 30 seconds just stir it. But you can do that for basically two lots of 30 seconds. It's melted right to the mould. And then put the mold in your fast freeze section of your freezer, leave it for, you know, maybe half an hour or so. And then you've got your own customized, you know, chocolate in the way that you like it. And obviously it's really simple for the kids and, you know, it's a really easy, you know, stress-free activity. And the plus thing is you also get chocolate at the end of it to eat. So
Yeah. Well, theoretically, could you, if you had enough chocolate, could you put enough melted chocolate into, say, the Kit Kat mold and make a giant chocolate
Yes.
Kit Kat? Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so my wife is a better baker than I am, but basically we did one a while back. And we had basically millionaires shortbread in the middle as a filling, and then chocolate on the outside, and it's got all the detail of a Kit Kat. So it's basically the classic four finger Kit Kat, but in giant size. So it's about, I don't know, trying to work it out. So it's probably 10 times the size of a normal Kit Kat. So
unbelievable,
lost forever.
Yeah. That sounds right up my street. That is really good. I mean, from a business point of view as well, because I know there's a lot of lads who want to, you know, look at that sense. What's the journey been like for you? And you know, especially during lockdown and stuff, how have you kept yourself motivated and going when maybe the markets don't always look great to be running businesses?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, the start of the lockdown obviously was a big question mark, which is the same everyone had. So we've got a warehouse in Cannock in Staffordshire, and they carried on and we just thought, okay, let's just see how things go from there. They had obviously a couple of people off ill, but luckily, you know, no serious fatalities or anything like that. But basically we just kind of worked around with them because we partner with them. So we just basically, you know, did things at the right speed without kind of pushing them too much. But yeah, I mean, basically the whole lockdown, it's a great question, but the whole lockdown period was, it's quite transforming, if that's the right word, because I've this year, and it's funny enough, it was just before the lockdown in January, I had a couple of friends that decided to kind of partner up to kind of grow the business and everything. So a couple of them, one of them was a contractor, so he was off for a while, and the other one was put on furlough, and we just basically said, okay, let's just use the time to really get the business all, you know, tied up. And we've had the big issue with a lot of businesses that are online is all IT based, right? So it's a lot of it's getting all of the systems working the way they want. Luckily the two other guys are very much IT focused, But yeah, it's a lot of painstaking, you know, changes and improvements. But for me, it seems like it's almost doing about 5 years worth of, you know, improvements in the business in space of 5 months, which is, yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you kind of take the opportunity and think, well, okay, well, you know, there's, you know, it's a quiet period, you know, sales down, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. Let's just kind of crack on with the kind of the back burner projects and get those fixed. And that's really paid off because we've got everything really cleaned up. And we've, I did have kind of a small business in the US because we've got a warehouse in New York State as well, and that was only kind of just literally not even doing anything, but kind of got that up and running and got kind of some of the products designed, etc. So yeah, it was a tough period, but you know, we've kind of made use of that time because it's kind of a, we saw it kind of as a one unique one-off chance to basically make all those improvements because you never get that time. And if you're at home, you've got nothing else to be doing, so you kind of figure, right, let's just get on and do this. But yeah, it's been really tough. I mean, it's hard to carry on, and I mean, everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And I think myself, I'm looking forward to the roaring 20s that are set to come, where, you know, everybody had a bit of money saved up and everybody's sort of, you know, there's going to be so many creative ideas that people have come up with in lockdown, and there'll be so many businesses that were already going that have now been, like you say, improved on because people have had that little bit of extra time. Then hopefully, you know, a year and a half time, we should be in a real boom, I hope.
It's definitely turning the corner. I think, I mean, we've had an interesting last couple of years. Obviously, have the Brexit happening as well, which kind of screwed up our business as well because we were selling into Germany. And then suddenly, it's funny enough, because we're selling on Amazon, Amazon decided a year early, they said, well, it's, you know, Brexit's a year away, but you've still got to do everything in, you know, to change everything. So we've had that pain as well. But then now after Brexit, obviously, you know, if you're selling things online to people in Europe, suddenly everything's in red tape. I mean, we've just had, you know, complete fall off of the sales. So that's been really tough. I mean, I had a customer today who's English, but he's based in France, and, you know, he's worried as hell, you know, is everything going to be okay? And I said, yeah, we'll cover that. But yeah, it's been that, and then the lockdown.
Yeah.
What's around the corner, but hopefully nothing too, I mean, I can't think of anything worse happening, but touch wood.
Yeah, it's certainly been character building, hasn't it? Yeah. For the future, what are your plans for the future? Are you sticking with this range of biscuits, or do you have any ideas for maybe the future for different ones, or do you feel like these ones are the ones that people love and these are the ones that are the solid?
I think this is funny. Because what we do is we got some photos, and there's a couple of them were customers of the finished product. And it's funny enough, if you show a picture of a giant biscuit cake in front of someone for a couple of seconds, they're kind of like, well, I have it as well. You kind of look at it all the time. You always get hungry because you're seeing these biscuits. So we'll think we'll carry on for a while. I mean, we have got in the background, I think we're doing a couple more articles in the newspapers, and we're looking to do kind of a book tie up with you know, one of these star bakers. I can't name any names, but watch out for that. But yeah, I mean, for us, it's I mean, the thing is, it's one of those things, because it's a creative thing, it's very tempting, you can do lots of different things, but the problem is you end up becoming you know, jack of all trades, master of none. So it's all about kind of keeping the focus on, you know, that key product range. And it's just one of the things that are iconic. I mean, the thing like the custard cream, the most popular biscuit in Britain, it's been around for 120 years. You know, it's been around since the Edwardian times. You know, it's just a timeless classic. And, you know, there's so much kind of history behind all the other biscuits, like the jam. I could go on forever about it, but things like the Jammy Dodger was obviously designed in line with the character from the Beano. You know, the Bourbon was the first biscuit that landed on the moon.
Really?
Yeah, and then the party rings, obviously an 80s classic, not everyone's favourite, but they've changed colour over time. So originally they had obviously these kind of, I don't know what's the word, gaudy or kind of kitsch colours, bright colours from the, neon colours from the 80s, but they've changed over time. So yeah, I can go on and on.
This is what I'm here for, the facts, the biscuit facts. These are what drive people in their life. It is, honestly, I love stuff like this. But yeah, it's, I mean, like you say, for me and you know, for probably people of my generation, it's not a party without party rings, no matter how old you are. You know, if I'm having a buffet, I want party rings on the table.
Exactly. I mean, I've been to many a kids' party with my kids, and you know, when there's party rings there, I'm just waiting for the kids to have their bit and go off to do their activities in the play center or whatever, and I'll just nick a few of those.
Well, this is the thing, and this is the thing about the molds, I think, is that it's just it's such a not even a conversation starter. It's a showstopper, isn't it? You know, people are expecting a paper ball of party rings, and then they get one of your molds. It's just unbelievable. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole home baking as well, because I mean, if you get a cake, you can get a pre-made cake. I mean, anyone can do that from the supermarket, but you'll never get the fresh, you know, homemade flavors and tastes. And, you know, it's the whole kind of giving thing, right? So you're doing, you know, the whole thing about making cakes is a very social thing. You know, you're doing something for someone else. And obviously that's, you know, especially if you've got a birthday party, something like that, especially for kids, whatever, but they appreciate that. And, you know, they might not remember anything, but they'll remember a giant biscuit. So it's hopefully creating good memories.
Definitely. And that's what it's about, isn't it? As dads, and yeah, definitely making those memories and just being slightly better than the other dads in the playground, really, isn't it, if we're honest?
Bragging rights, let's face it. Yeah.
But yeah, before I go, is there anything, you know, where do you want to list your websites and things like that, where people can find you?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. So yeah, I mean, the website is Moldy Fun. So that's MOLDYFUN, all one word, .com. Also, if you type in giant biscuit cake molds, you know, we're basically the only ones that really kind of do this. And there's a huge selection of other molds if you're interested in other hobbies, etc., on the website. And I always like to kind of reach out to customers. So, I mean, if anyone's got any questions, then, you know, our email address is on the website, and, you know, we're on Instagram, and we'll do a little bit on Pinterest and Facebook. We've got, I think, about 11,000 people that follow us. So always like to try and kind of help out in trying to get the right, right molds. But yeah, I mean, I'll just say thanks again very much for, making time for me to wax lyrical about biscuits and hopefully not bore you to death about biscuits.
No problem at all. It's actually surprisingly not very boring. Thank you very much, Tom.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.